האם זה באמת סגולה בדוקה? אז סגולה ללמוד בזה.
Erev Tov, good evening, Dobre Vietcher. We are in the Zera Shimshon in his commentary on the Haggadah. And this is, we're going to do Drush Beis, section number 2. So let's take a look and jump right into the text of the Zera Shimshon. Pasuk Zos Chukas HaPosach. The Pasuk in Shmos says, this is the law, or more precisely, this is the statute of the Korban Pesach. Hikshe HaMate Aharon. The Mate Aharon commentary asked the question, B'shem Shlo, in the name of the Sefer Shnei Luchos HaBris. The Shlo is the one, in other words, who originally asked the question that we're about to read, but it was brought down, and the Mate Aharon in the Zera Shimshon was careful to quote both sources. The Mate Aharon commentary, which was a later source, a person who lived about, I think, 200 years after the Shlo, but the Shlo was the original commentator who asked the question. So the question comes from the Shlo by way of the Mate Aharon. And here's the question. Lama Korban Pesach Nikra Chok. Why is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach referred to in the Torah as a chok, a statute? And we know that a chok, the idea of a chok, is that the Torah doesn't give us its reason, and the reason is not readily apparent. The reason behind the mitzvah is not readily apparent. And the question is, Korban Pesach doesn't seem to fit the normal category of a chok, which is something that we have no idea why Hashem commanded it. After all, the Korban Pesach, when we read the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we fit in, the Korban Pesach fits in very nicely as to what happened and why we bring it, and the story of the blood on the doorposts and the sheep that they use for the blood on the doorposts. It doesn't seem like too much of a stretch to be able to connect everything with the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach to the actual story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is it called a chok? Why can't we just say it's to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it more mysterious than that? And why does it get the designation of a chok without a reason? Viserates and the Shlo commentary answered this question. Mishum dekaimalon, it's because we hold shehapesach lo yeachel b'shnei makomos. The Korban Pesach is not allowed to be consumed in two different places. V'lo yedaleg mibayis labayis. And we don't skip from one house to another house when we're doing the mitzvah, when we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. What that means is that the halacha is very clear that a house has to be designated, and the people who are going to eat the Korban Pesach in that house have to be designated as well. And then when it comes time to actually do the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, which corresponds to the first night of the Seder, the first night of the holiday, that Korban Pesach can only be eaten in that home. We don't eat for a little while and then say, okay, this was great, everybody, but now my wife and I are going to go back to our house and we'll bring our portion from the Korban Pesach and finish it there. We don't do that. We have to begin to eat the Korban Pesach in one location and continue all the way until we're finished eating the Korban Pesach in that location. We can't go from place to place, and we also don't eat Korban Pesach with one family and then say, now I'm going to go join a different family and then a third family so that we can spread the holiday cheer. We don't do that as well. We only eat the Korban Pesach in one location. You can, of course, visit other people, but you can only eat the Korban Pesach that you've been designated to eat in one location. V'hasvorahu lehefech. But the Shlo says reasoning, logical reasoning, would be the opposite of that. Hashem al habayis, because Hashem passed over the houses of the that Jews were in that were marked with the blood on the doorpost. Hashem passed over those houses and only struck the firstborn in the Egyptian homes. V'hoyo lahem lechol. Adarabba b'kama makomos. And therefore, because that is was a very important part of the last Makkah that broke the Egyptians' morale was Hashem skipping over the Jewish homes and striking the firstborn in the Egyptian homes. Therefore, just the opposite, it would make sense to eat the Korban Pesach in several different places. And it would make sense to do it that way. But the halacha comes along and says, no, you're forbidden to go from place to place. You can only eat the Korban Pesach in one home, the Zeh Chok. And this is what makes it a statute. This going against logic, this law that you can only eat the Korban Pesach in one house, as opposed to there being a mitzvah to eat it in several houses, which the Shlah said would make a lot of sense, would be sensible and reasonable. This is what makes it a chok. This is what makes it a statute. So that was the question and answer originally given by the Shnei Luchos HaBris commentary. V'hikshe harav hanizkar le'el, and the Rav, the source that was mentioned previously, the Mate Aharon, asks, de'im zichron hanes, if the miracle that we're trying to commemorate Hoya was mashedileg mi bias la bias, the fact that Hashem passed over from house to house, the horag bechore Mitzrayim, and struck the firstborn of Egypt in the Egyptian homes, shapir hoya lonu lidayeg mi bias la bias, then it would have made a lot of sense for us to go from one house to another house and eat the Korban Pesach in different houses, if that was the a thing we were trying to remember. Achein, however, next paragraph, next page, actually. Zichron hanes hoya, the real memory of the miracle that we're trying to, that we're obligated to commemorate, was al sheposach al bote Yisroel, that Hashem passed over the Jewish homes. It's not that we're trying to commemorate specifically the striking down of the Egyptians in different homes. It's that Hashem passed over the Jewish homes and did not afflict anyone in the Jewish homes. V'Yisroel Yoshev Beveso, and each Jewish family, each Jewish person was dwelling in his own home. V'tziva Osam, and Hashem commanded them at that time of the plague of Makas Bechorot, Hashem commanded B'nei Yisrael, ve'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beiso ad boker. You should not go out of the opening, the doorway of your home until morning. So the ad kan l'shono, until here is a quote from the Mate Aharon. So the Mate Aharon is not satisfied with the answer given by the Shlah. And he says what the Shlah is saying would make perfect sense if we were trying to commemorate Hashem's moving from home to home of the Egyptians and striking the firstborn down in each home. But that is not, Mate Aharon argues, that's not what we're trying to remember. We're trying to remember the Jewish people being safe and secure in their homes during this horrific plague of Makas Bechoros, and then they had to stay in their own home. So therefore, it makes perfect sense that we're told the halacha of eating the Korban Pesach in one's own home, in the home where it's designated to eat, that makes perfect sense because that reflects exactly what B'nai Yisrael went through and experienced at the time of the Makas Bechoros. Continuing, Uve Emes, and in truth, Shepshada Kosov Messiah al Svarazo. The Zera Shimshon says the simple understanding of the Pasuk goes along with, correlates with, and aligns with the reasoning of the Mate Aharon. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk writes, Ve'amartem, you should say, Zevach Pesach Hu, this is the Korban Pesach, Asher Pasach, V'chulei, that Hashem passed over the houses, Ve'ez Batenu Hitzil, and in our houses, Hashem saved us, Hashem rescued us, and didn't strike anyone in the homes that were appropriately marked where the Jewish people were staying and not exiting those homes. Shenira, it appears from these psukim, as Zera Shimshon says, She'ikar Hanes Hoya, the primary miracle was Shehitzil Es Batenu, that Hashem saved all of the homes of B'nai Yisrael, and no one dwelling in those homes was struck. Ve'adayin hakusha b'mekoma omedes, and therefore, the original question still stands, loma ha-pesach nikra chok. Why is the Korban Pesach referred to by the Torah as a chok, as a statute without a reason? Why does the question still stand? Because the Shlomo, who posed the question originally, gave an answer which the Mata Aaron did not feel was convincing, let's say, was not satisfactory. And the Zera Shimshon said, it looks like from the Psukim that the Mata Aaron is correct. So we remain searching for something about the Korban Pesach that can help us understand why it's called illogical, why it's called an unreasonable type of mitzvah that we can't logically figure out and that we can't easily understand. Next paragraph. Venira lomar, and it would seem that we can say de omru zechronim levrocha, Chazal said, kechol chukas ha-pesach ya'asu oso, v'chein b'chol kechol chukosov. So the Gemara, as you can see, a Gemara in Psachim quotes from the Torah that we should keep all of the laws of the Korban Pesach and follow all of its statutes completely. The chukah, and these sources, the word chukah, statute, hainu mitzvot shebegufo. These are mitzvot that refer or apply to the body of the Korban Pesach itself. Kigon, for example, here's one example of a law that applies to the body of the animal, of the Korban Pesach. Al tochlu mimenu na uvashel mivushal v'chuli. Do not eat of the meat of the Korban Pesach raw or cooked in water. That's what the Torah tells us, v'chuli, etc. Ki im tzli esh. Only eat it when it is roasted by fire. So the law of the Korban Pesach was that you could only prepare it in one way, and that was to roast it on a fire, roast it with an open fire. And that's called Sli Eish, and that was the only way to cook it. The Hachinoch, and in the Sefer Hachinoch, Nosan Tam, he gives a reason, Lomo Tziva HaKosov, why did the Torah command us, Shah Pesach Yochlu Oso Sli Eish, that the Korban Pesach could only be eaten after it was roasted in fire. What's the reason behind that mitzvah? And he answers, Sefer HaChinuch answers, Lefi shemachal bosar tzli, because roasted meat, hu machal hamolochim vehasarim, this is the type of food that kings and princes eat. This is fit for royalty, roasted meat, was considered a great delicacy. Ulefi sheyotzonu lecherus, and since we went out to freedom during what we celebrate as Chag HaPesach, next page, nochal tzli b'derech hasorim, we eat the Korban Pesach in a roasted the way that the princes eat. And just to stop for a moment and to give a little bit of a possible explanation to this, when a person cooks meat in a different way, like let's say on a pan, or if they do a pot roast in a pot, then they are saving much more of the meat and the juices from the meat and the fat than when you roast it on an open fire and so much of it drips away. And therefore, only wealthy people, only prestigious wealthy people like royalty generally used to roast their meat. And other people who could not afford to be that extravagant used to cook their meat in other more frugal ways. And so the Sefer HaChinuch says that's why the Torah gives us a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, tzli esh, roasted in fire, to be like kings and royalty, kings and queens and princes. Ulefi tamzeh, according to this reason, koshe, there's a question. So habachol hakorbonos, regarding all the sacrifices, meaning sacrifices, here we're going to be talking about how they're eaten, and some sacrifices obviously were not eaten. However, all the sacrifices, nemar lecho nisatim limoshko, to you, I have given these sacrifices, these korbanos limoshcha, or prominence. The Hainu Ligadula, this means for greatness. Hashem says, I've given you these korbanos as a sign of royalty, that you're of your greatness as a people. Kederach Shemalachim Ochlim, and I want you to eat the sacrifices, the korbanos, the way kings eat. And even with all of that being said, we still hold, based on a Gemara you can see in Maseches Zevachim, Shebechulon, with all korbanos that the kohanim could eat the meat from, hakohanim rishayin lishanos b'achilasan, the kohanim were allowed to vary and change the way they ate the meat. La'ochlan sluyim, shlukim, umuvushalim. And they could eat the meat roasted, they could eat the meat boiled, they could eat the meat cooked. So they could eat the meat in lots of different ways. They didn't have to only roast it. V'loma hocha dafka tzli. So why could the Korban Pesach only be eaten when it was roasted if that didn't apply to other korbanos? And the Sefer Achinuch's answer about the Korban Pesach bringing to mind that we're royalty because we went out to Cheres, to freedom at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, why not the other korbanos that also were given Lemoshcha for royalty, for prominence? How come we don't have to eat the other korbanos when the kohanim eat them? How come they're not restricted to just tzli, to just roasting them? So that's a problem. Ve'od nasan tam acher. And the Sefer Achinuch gives another reason. She'achilas hatzli, eating roasted meat, more al hachipazon she'yotzu mimitzrayim. It teaches us about the fact that B'nai Yisrael left in a hurry. They left in haste, they left very quickly. And they were not able to wait to cook the Korban Pesach in a pot. So Ad Kan Lashono, until here is a quote from the Sefer Achinuch. So the Sefer Achinuch gives a second follow-up reason as to why we eat the Korban Pesach only tzliesh, only roasted in a fire. The Gam al Tamze Koshet, the Zera Shimson says, on this reason of the Sefer Achinuch, the second reason, there's also a problem. The Loma Osar Lahem Lechol Na. Why does the Torah specifically say you can't eat the meat raw? The Hainu She'eno Mivushal Yofe, which means either that it was not cooked at all or it was only cooked a little bit. It hasn't been cooked enough to be considered Derech Achila, the normal way to eat it. Why did the Torah forbid lightly cooked Korban Pesach or a raw Korban Pesach? V'halo, adarabba, is it not the case that just the opposite should be true? Im hayu ochlim na, if we ate the Korban Pesach only lightly cooked, hayu morel achipazon, that would really demonstrate and remind us of the haste with which B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So the Zera Shimshon says, if you want to teach us, if you want the way we eat the Korban Pesach to reflect the tremendous hurry that B'nai Yisrael was in when they left Mitzrayim, that the B'nai Yisrael were in when they left Mitzrayim, then we should definitely be allowed, perhaps even commanded, to eat it only lightly cooked a little bit or even raw. That would really mean they didn't have time. They didn't even have time to cook it. So therefore, there's another problem with the Sefer Achinuch's second question. Next page. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. We can see from this, we can learn from this. Shelatam harishon kosher. According to the Sefer Achinuch's first reason about tzliyesh, about the Korban Pesach being required to be roasted, there's a problem. Maishna Pesach mishar korbanos, as the Zera Shimshon explained, what's the difference between the Korban Pesach only roasted and the other korbanos, which the kohanim could cook in different ways? Im bekulam tzarech lechol b'derech shamalachim ochlin. If other korbanos needed to be eaten the way that kings ate, V'chan osur mevushal b'mayim. And here, regarding the Korban Pesach, it was forbidden to cook. It's forbidden to cook it in water, but you can cook other korbanos in water. Why? That's the problem that the Zera Shimshon already laid out for us. V'latam hasheni kosher. And according to the second reason of the Sefer Achinuch, there's also a problem. Lo motziva al tochlu mimenu na. Why did the Torah command us not to eat it raw or lightly cooked? Mishum hachi nikra. So because of this, Nikra Korban Pesach Chok. This is why the Korban Pesach is called a statute. She'ein bo tam nochon, because regarding the specific law about eating the Korban Pesach only roasted, we do not have reasons which really seem to be completely accurate or completely in line with other halachas that we know and other concepts that we understand. So notwithstanding the wonderful two reasons given by the Sefer HaChinuch, the Zera Shimshon says, actually, because those reasons are problematic and do not fully answer the question accurately, therefore the Korban Pesach, we see the law of eating it only tzliyesh, only roasted, is a law that can be referred to as a chok, as a statute that in some ways defies logic, in some ways is not completely reasonable. So that's the answer to the question. Next paragraph. V'od yesh lomar, and we can also say, Shehoil shebizchus elu shtei ha-mitzvos nigolu Yisrael mimitzrayim. Since because of two mitzvos, Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Egypt. Dam ha-pesach v'dam mila, the blood of the Korban Pesach and the dam mila. We know that this is brought down in Chazal, that and we see it referenced in the Haggadah as well. That the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the impact of those mitzvos led to the Bnei Yisrael deserving to leave Mitzrayim and leave bondage. V'han Milah Nikra Chok. Bris Milah is referred to as a statute. Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, V'ya'amideha le'Yakov le'Chok. And it was established for Yaakov as a statute. Ve'ikar ge'ulosam ha'yisav biyad chazaka uvizroa netuya. And the main act of the redemption was done through Hashem's strong hand and his outstretched arm. Ve'hainu mitzad ha'gevura. This means it's from the aspect of gevura, the midas ha'gevura, of the strength. Shehi gematria resh yud vav, which in gematria the word gevura equals 216. V'chein kosuv, and so it's written, vayisa vayovo vayet shehem resh yud vav osios. It traveled and it came and it was planted. This also, these words also add up to 216. Af Pesach Nikra Chok, and Korban Pesach is also called a Chok. Shebeis Pa'amim Chok came Gematria Resh Yud Vav. Two times the word Chok, which by itself Chok is of course 108, it equals 108 in Gematria, and Bris Milah is a Chok, and Korban Pesach is a Chok, so you twice take the number 108, Haim B'Gematria Resh Yud Vav, that equals 216. V'chein hu rashi tevos kol dodi dofek. This is also from the letters, if we take the first letters of the words kol dodi dofek, the voice of my beloved is knocking, which of course we know from Shir HaShirim and its connection to Pesach, kemoshe kosfu ha-mikubalim, as the mikubalim, as the Kabbalists wrote, And connecting those words called dodi dofek to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we read of course Shir HaShirim. Some people have the custom to read Shir HaShirim on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the Zera Shimshon has started with a very old question posed by the Shla several hundred years ago, and then brought it up to date with the Mate Aaron's commentary and with his own explanation, and has ultimately explained to us why the Korban Pesach is referred to as a statute and how that connects also to Bris Milah, which is a chok, and how both of those mitzvos together help bring about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yashar Koch to joining in our learning in the Zera Shimshon this week. We look forward, God willing, to learning again next week together in Zera Shimshon.